Okay, fine. Let's continue. We're back into back into Shifas. Here we go. So yesterday's Shifas was hold on a second. Welcome back to the Shifas. We are here on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. By now you should have Daf Beis memorized word for word. And we're on Gimel Amid Aleph. We're going to review quickly yesterday's Gemara. It's very easy, but it also jumps us into the next Gemara, which is also exceptionally easy. These Gemaras, I have to say, are very easy. They're light, they're easy to get through. I have in front of you here my memory palace for Yerushalayim. I find this personally very helpful. I use it all the time. You don't even realize how much I use this. What it is I've created 20 steps that go in order. If you walk from the front to Yerushalayim all the way towards the Beis HaMikdash, these are 20 eras you pass on the way, and then you could peg 20 memories onto each of these. I have another sheet where I've taken 20 items the Gemara has mentioned that we'll get to by the end of tomorrow, from the beginning of Beis Amid Aleph to the end of Gimel Amid Aleph. 20 individual items, topics, 1, 1, 1, 1. You connect them to each place on the memory palace, and you have the whole Gemara by heart, literally. So the job you need to do is just memorize the memory palace. Once you use it, it's easy. It's logical. It's not a hard memory. You walk from the front, the big Belzer Beis HaMedrash, then you have Har Nof, the hitchhiker spot at the front of Yerushalayim. These are visuals, and you just walk the map of Yerushalayim, and you'll get to each of them. What you do is you then peg everything you're trying to learn onto each of them. So, for example, if the first Mishnah started with the Big 12, those who are excluded from Re'iyah, the 12, so we had Tom Brady was our image for that. So I picture Tom Brady getting Aliyah at the Belzer Beis HaMedrash. They call him up, Brady's there, Yamod, Hagot, and they call him up for an Aliyah. You're not going to forget it. That'll be your start. Then Har Nof is next, which was the second topic of the Mishnah, which is what is a Katan? What was a minor? Was the second one. So in Har Nof, I imagine the city was taken over by like angry children everywhere. I'll say like picture Children of the Corn. The whole city now is just children taking over the entire city. Then the hitchhiking spot was the third topic of the mission, is how much for a korban. So you see people at the hitchhiking spot in Yerushalayim buying korbanos, giving money for korbanos. You just follow the progression. It's actually very, very easy. I'm telling you, you can do this. You can memorize the first 20 topics. I'm not giving you my list yet till we finish the 20, the first 20 topics of Chagiga, little, you know, items, one bullet points, and then you can just memorize this with literally within minutes. Okay, so let's go to Beis Amid Beis for the two dots. We said yesterday, Amidaber Veino Shemeya Sheinim Amidaber is Chayev. That was a brisa, which is not a, it's one of the rare times where the two dots don't bracket off a quote from a Mishnah. Vatanya, we learned a brisa that goes against that. Amidaber Veino Shemeya Sheinim Amidaber is Pater. Is Pater. So that goes against what we just learned. Amar Avina Vitei Marava Chasurei Mechser. Their words missing the Hachiktani. And this is how you learn it. Hakol Chayiv and Meria. Everybody is Chayiv and Re'iyah and Simcha. There's two different things. Re'iyah and the Samachta Bechagecha with the Shalmei Simcha. Chutz Mecherish HaMedaber, a half-half, and a Shemeya Ve'eno Shemeya, or a Shemeya Ve'eno Medaber, who's Potter from the Re'iyah. That's new. That we didn't know yet. And Afal Pisha Potter Minariah, but even though he's Potter Minariah, he is still Chayev and Simcha. A Mega Cherish, et She'ena lo Shemeya velo Medaber, and a Shota and a Katan are Potter even from Simcha. Hoyel Patur Mikola Mitzvah Torah, because that makes sense. That individual is Potter from all mitzvahs which are mentioned in the Torah. We learned a brisa that corroborates. Love those lines. They're easy for us. Tan Nami Hachi, we learned some in a brisa. Hakol Chayiv Mereiyah Ubesimcha Chutz Mecherish Hamedaber Ve'Eino Shomea, or a Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber, who's Potter from a Reiyah, and Afal Pi Shapotter Min Reiyah is still Chayiv in Simcha. But someone who's a Mega Cherish at Sheina Lo Shomea Ve'Lo Medaber and a Shota Ve'Katan are Potter Af Min Simcha. Why? Hoyel Uptur Mikol Mitzvah Ha'Amuris B'Torah. Okay, now that we did that, we need to explain the logic.
They're saying potter. Does that mean...
Now that we've bifurcated like this, the Gemara's next logical question is to ask, by which logic did we use to make such a bifurcation? My shna le'inyan re'iyah dipatiri. How come in terms of re'iyah we said it's potter? Umay shna le'inyan simcha, did we say a half-half is chayev? Why'd we even think to make such a split? What is the logic? So obviously, it's not just strict logic, it's going to be a limud. Le'inyon re'iyah, no. The reason why, in terms of re'iyah, we didn't even let a half-half, even though a half-half is normally chayv and mitzvahs, that's a special gzeirah shava. Gomar ria re'iya mahakel. We learned the word re'iya from us by coming up to the base of Megdash, lo yirupanai reka. And then we learn re'iya from the mitzvah of hakel, which is at the end of Shemitah. Everyone goes up to the base of Megdash. Dechtiv, it says, hakel esa'am, anashim, anashim etav, gather everyone together. And then it says, bevol kol yisrael liros, when all Yisrael comes to see. See, there's your C word. Hasaminalan. How do we know over there by hakel, the seeing person needs to be someone who can do both, because it says laman yishma'u ulaman yilmadu, so that he can hear and that he could learn. And we learned laman yishma'u comes to exclude a one who can speak but cannot listen. Ulaman yilmadu, and one who can learn, comes to exclude one who could hear and not speak. Lamemra, is that to say dechi lo mishtari, that when he cannot speak lo gamar, he cannot learn? A mute, you're saying, can't learn? But I could prove against that. An anecdote. Hahanu Trei Ilmi. These two Elames, the Have Bishvuvise de Rebbe. They were in the town of Rebbe. They were the Bnei Barter Yochanan, the grandchildren of Yochanan and Gudgada. And some say they were the Bnei Achte, the nephews of Yochanan. The Chol Emas Tavayala Bei Rebbe Lebei Medrash. Anytime Rebbe went up to the base Medrash, Have Ailu Vyasve Kameo, they would get up and they would sit in front of him. Umenai Debrech, they would nod their heads. Umarachshin Svaseo, move their lips. Rebbe Davin for them, boy Rebbe Rachmelev, Itzu, they got better. Vishtakach, and we found the Have Gamiri, they were learning Hilchasa Halachas, Sifra, the Taurus Kohanim, the Sifrei, the Medrashim of Midbar Dvorim, Kulushas. Amar Zutra, no, you're right. Therefore, we have to read, the Drusha was not Laman Yilmadu, it was Laman Yilamedu. They have to be able to teach. And Ravashi now is going to corroborate this variation of the Drusha. This is new, this is not what we did yesterday. Ravashi says that makes sense too. It's vaday laman yelamedu. That's definitely the way to darshan the pasuk. Because the isal kedaika, because if you genuinely thought it's laman yilmedu, that you should be able to learn, and the assumption is that it was making in this drasha, is kevan de lo mishtai, since they can't speak, they don't have the ability to learn. Well, kevan de lo shama lo gamar, certainly one who can't hear can't learn. So then, haim laman yishmu nafka. I could have learned everybody already from laman yishmu. I would have learned everybody from there. Elavadai laman yilmadu has to be yaman yilamedu. Let's say Ravashi's logic outside. It's a little hard to understand. Ravashi's logic is the following. It definitely makes sense that the phrase laman yilmadu is being used in a drusha as laman yilamedu, so that they could teach. It cannot be so that they could learn. We already know to exclude those who are unable to learn from the ability of this hakel. How do we know that? Because laman yishmu, meaning the deaf person cannot learn. They can't hear a single thing. So if we assume that a mute can't learn, if that was the assumption before I heard about these two guys in the base medrash of Rebbe, then just learn them already from laman yishmu. People who can't learn, and mutes can't learn. Elamai, it must be laman. The fact we didn't learn it from the laman yishmu tells me there's something different about them, but they're still not going to be included. And it's laman yilamedu. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Tanchum." Here comes Rabbi Tanchum. Rabbi Tanchum is famous for his next drasha, not this one, but I'll tell you this one first. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, cheirish ba'azno achas. Someone who is deaf in one ear is potter from re'ia. Shenemar, as it says, ba'aznehem, in their ears. Vahai ba'aznehem, so ba'aznehem, plural. Ears, plural. No, what do you mean plural? That's a bad drusha. Hai ba'aznehem, we need ba'aznehem to teach us something else. Mi boyle, we need ba'aznehem de kulo Yisrael to teach us all their ears, collectively, all of Yisrael. No. Collectively Yisrael, we learn from Ahum and Neged Kol Yisrael Nafka. We learn that from Neged Kol Yisrael. No, Ima Neged Kol Yisrael. No, because if all Klal Yisrael was learned from Neged Kol Yisrael, I would think Havamina Afal Gav De Lo Shamai. As long as they're there, even if they can't hear. Kosav Rachmana, therefore the Torah says Ba'az Nehem to teach us that all Klal Yisrael Hu De Shamai. They need to be able to hear. No, but that.
Nothing
with both ears. They should be able to. Klal Yisrael has to all be there and be able to hear. No, but that's learned from Ahud de Laman Yishmu Nafka. So therefore, Rabbi Tanchum has validated his drasha that Ba'oz Nehem means they have to hear in both ears. What was the logic again? Rabbi Tanchum came along and said, Cheirish Ba'oz Nemachas is Potter from Ria. Where does he get it from? Ba'oz Nehem, plural. No, Oz Nehem teaches us that all Klal Yisrael has to be there. No, that we know from Neged Kolahar, everybody by the mountain there. No, neged kol har tells everybody's got to be there, but not that everybody's got to hear. That's why you need ba'oz, neged kol har and then ba'oz nehem. No, because that you have from Laman Yishmu. Rather, ba'oz nehem teaches us deaf in one ear is excluded from there. Amar Rav Tanchum. Here's another drusha Rabbi Tanchum. Also not his famous one, but another drusha. Chiger baraglo acha. Someone who is lame in one leg is potter from re'ia. Shneamar, it says regalim, legs. No, regalim miboyle. We need regalim to teach us. Prat lebale kabim. Teach us to exclude someone who has wooden feet, wooden peg leg. So ahu mipa'amim nafka. No, that's learned from the word pa'amim. You know, pa'amim, shlosh pa'amim, three times. But it's also from the word pa'amim. Pa'amim sometimes is leg. How do you know? Now, Tanya, pa'amim, ain pa'amim ela regolim. Sometimes the word pa'amim can be read as legs. How do I know that? It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'chein hu omer, tirmasena regel, ragle ane pa'me dalim. The regolim of the poor are the footsteps of the lowly. You see the word pa'me, are footsteps, feet. Va'omer, and similarly in Shira Shirim, it says, Ma yafu pamecha, how beautiful are your footsteps in shoes. Bas Nadiv, the daughters of princes, right? The daughters of princes. Ma yafu pamecha, how beautiful are your footsteps, b'mnalayim, in shoes. Bas Nadiv, you prince, daughters of princes. So, Rava has a little drush off that pasuk. There's a nice little interlude. Darash Rava, my dichti. What does it mean when it says Ma yafu pa mecha benalayim basadiv? How beautiful are your footsteps and shoes, daughters of princes? Kama noim ragleim shel Yisrael. Teach us how beautiful are the footsteps of the Jews b'shash olim leregel when they go up to regel. Bas Nadiv, who's Bas Nadiv? Who's the daughter of princes? That's the Bito of Avram Avinu, the daughter of Avram Avinu, because he was called a Nadiv. He was called a prince, a noble. Another way of translating Nadiv is a noble one. I like that. No, noble. Shedemar Nadive Amim Nesfu im Elohei Avraham. The princes of the people gathered with the God of Avraham. What do you mean? Only with the God of Avram? Elohei Avram? Velo Elohei Yitzchak v'Yaakov? Rather, Elohei Avraham. Because why is he called the prince, the noble one? Because he was the first techila legerim. He was the first of the gerim. Now, one more drusha from Rabbi Tanchum. This is famous, and I'll stop here, and we'll do a review. Amar Rav Kana, Darish Rabbi Nassim Bar Minyomi, Mishur Mitanchum. My dichti, what does it mean when it says, Vahabor reikim bo mayim, that the pit was empty and there was no water? We just said it's empty. Mimash b'shenemar habor reik, from the fact that it said by Yosef that the pit was empty. Don't I know, ene yodea she'em bo mayim, that there's no water there? Elamayim ein bo, it means there was no water, but there was something else there. Aval nachashim v'akravim yesh bo, but there were snakes and scorpions. That's a world famous medrash, quoted in Rashi. It's a drusha of Rabbi Tanchum. So you have three drushas of Rabbi Tanchum here. Now let's review. This actually is a very easy gemara. The only confusion is the ability to figure out where to put commas, where to break it up. The logic, though, runs, it's easy. It's light. It's not a heavy gemara. You don't need to know a lot. It's just a matter of how to break it up. Where's the comma? Where's the spacing? So I'm going to read it again now with a little bit more sensitivity to how to break up the gemara. Here we go. Let's get another reading of this gemara. So Ravashi said, Vadei laman yilamedu. Definitely the drusha should be read as so that you can teach. Because the isal kedaitcha, because if you should think it's laman yilmedu so that you can learn, that's not necessary. Because kaven de lo mishtar lo gomar, because if you're going to make the case that a person who can't speak can't learn, and we know kaven de lo shama lo gomar, certainly a person back then who could not hear could not learn. You can get everybody from the same source. If you're going in with the assumption that a mute can't learn, just lump all the can't learning people together already with the mute. He's the prototype of someone who can't learn. What do I need a separate limud to tell me about another person who can't learn? Just say all can't learned people. Where do we get them from? From the laman yishmu of the mute. That's it. So rather, vadai, the phrase must not be laman yilmedu, but rather vadai laman yilamedu. They cannot teach. And that's the limitation of the mute. They can learn, but they cannot teach. And therefore, that's why they're excluded from the re'iyah. Now here comes a series of drushas from Rabbi Tanchum. Drusha number one, Amar Rabbi Tanchum. Cheirish pa'oz no'achas, deaf in one ear is potter from re'iyah. How do we know? Shenemar, as it says, ba'oz ne'em, in their ears, plural. What? Hi, Ba'oznam. That ears is miboyle to teach us. But we need it. Miboyle means we need it. We need it, Ba'oznehem de Kula Yisrael, to teach us the ears of all the Jewish people. No. Hahu mineged kol Yisrael nafka. That's learned from, quote, neged kol Yisrael, end quote, nafka, it's learned from. Im neged kol Yisrael, if it's learned from neged kol Yisrael that all the Jews have to be there. No, if we would have stopped there, havamina, I would have thought, afagav de lo shame. I would have thought even if they can't hear. Therefore, kasav rachmana ba'aznehem, that they also have to hear. So you see, Rabbi Tanchum, you have no one-ear drusha. No. So rather, ahu deshamai, the fact that they need to hear is ahu melaman yishmu nafka. That's already we learned from laman yishmu. We learn it from Yishmu, and therefore my ba'aznehem is free to teach me that you have to be able to hear in both ears. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, second drush Rabbi Tanchum. Chiger barachlo achas is potter from re'iyah. He's potter from re'iyah. How do we know Shneimer? It says regolim, feet, plural. No, we need regolim for something else. Ha regolim is needed, miboyle, we need it to exclude, prat to exclude, bale kavin, people with wooden feet. Hahu, no, mipamim nafka. Wooden feet people are excluded already from the phrase pamim, three times. Detanya, right, three times you should appear. Detanya, because we learned in a braisa, the word pamim Ein pamim, ein ela eragolim. The word pamim is to teach us feet. V'chein hu'omer. And so it says in Yishayahu, Tirmasenu regel, the treading of the regel of the feet, regle ani, the feet of the poor, pa'amei dalim, the footsteps of the downtrodden. So you see the word pamim is feet. Omar, and similarly in Shir Hashirim, Mayafu pamecha, how beautiful are your footsteps, benalayim, in shoes, bas nadiv, the daughters of nobility. Darish Rava, Rava darshened off that last pasuk in Shir Hashirim. My dichtiv, what does it mean when it says, my yafu pamecha banalayim bas nadiv? What does it mean? Kama noim, how beautiful are the footsteps of Yisrael. Bishah she'olim l'regel, when they go up to regel. So who's the bas nadiv here? Bas nadiv is, who's the daughter of the nobility? That's referring to Bito shel Avram Avinu, the daughters of Avram Avinu. He was called a noble one, Shanikra Nadiv. How do we know? Because it says in Tehillim Mem Zayin, Nidive Amim, the princes of the nations gathered im Elohei Avram, with the God of Avram. What, princes is only associated with Elohei Avram and not the God of Yitzchak or Yaakov? Right? Rather, what the Pasuk means is God of Avram in the sense that he was the noble one. He was the prince. He was the Tchil Legerim. He was the first to set out on this course. And Amar Av Kahana Darish Barav Nassim Bar Minyom Mishur Mitanchum. What does it mean when it says Habor Reikim Bo Mayim? The pit was empty and there was no water. End quote. Mimashba Shenemar. Isn't it implied from the fact that it says the bor was empty? Eini Odea. Don't I know that there's no water? Ella, it's telling you there's no water. Ainbo, Aval Nachashim Akravim Yeshua. But snakes and scorpions there were there. Okay, let's now, we have 2 more minutes over here. I'd like to read the Gemara from the first page. Beis Amud Aleph, Gemara. Forget the Mishnah, look at the Gemara. Hakol Latuye Mai. The word Hakol is coming to include who? Misha Chetzi Evan Chetzi Ben Chorin. And Al Ravina, who says a Chetzi Evan Chetzi Ben Chorin, is Potter from Re'iyah. Hakol is coming to include who? To include a Chiger, a lame person on the first day who becomes better on the second day. That works according to one who says Kul Nishlumen Zelzeh. They're each their own independent Chiyav. But according to one who says Kul Nishlumen Derishan, they're all a makeup day for the first, then he's going to be excluded. So Hakol is coming to include who? Latuye Suma Ba'achsman of blind in one eye. The Loki against that Bryce, the Taras Yochanan ben Davar Mishra Yochanan Suma Achas Beinav is Potter from Riyah. Shenemar Yira Yira Kederach Shabal Liras, the way you see are seen Kach Baler, so you should be seen. Maliras, just like you see with two eyes, so too you should be seen with two eyes when you appear up there. Iba Yisemas, if you like, I could say Lolim Kedem Mikar, like we said originally. Vitor Kashila, when you asked Hadar Ravina, that what about Ravina, right? He holds a Chetzi Achas Beinav as Potter. No, that's just a confusion because Lo Kasha Kama Mishnah Rishona Kama Mishnah Achrona. First Mishnah versus latter Mishnah. It's on. Misha Chetzi Achas Beinav Ben Chorin.
You fix the master, but he didn't fix him. Lisa Shivcha to marry a Shivcha, ain't a yachal, he can't because he's free. Bas Chorin ain't a yachal because he's a free person to get married because he's a slave. Livota, let him just sit around. Lo nivrel the period of Ivya, but the world is created for cultivation. Shenemar, as it says, Lo tohovarel le Shevis Yitzara. Rather, we force his master and we make him a free. And because you did this to the master, you make a shtar al chatzidamav, an IOU on half those day, on those days, and he's got to pay it over time. Beis Hillel ended up agreeing to this logic, like Beis Shammai, the guy's going to be freed anyways now in a couple days. We're not going to keep this untenable situation. And therefore, because of that, we're going to allow the Chatzi Avet B'Chatzi Ben Chorin. He's the unique figure who's included in the word Hakol. Let's stop there for today.